This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football with you tonight until 10:35. Taking your calls, reacting to Steelers and Ravens at 412-928-9370. A classic between Pittsburgh and Baltimore that resulted in the Steelers claiming the AFC North for the second time in the 2020s, the first time since 2020, that year where Pittsburgh in the COVID season opened up an 11-0 start. Joining us on the Fan Hotline, the second person from North Allegheny to join us tonight, Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com. You know him. He covers the Steelers. And as some of our YouTube commenters like to point out, Nick, they ask me every time if we're related, and they just say, I'm going to start calling this guy Donnie Manbun at some point.
They can also think of us as the Vision. You are Bron Breakker. I'm Bronson Reed. You know, it's, we've gotten that before.
Yes.
You and I could fit in multiple different areas. Also, who in the world was the first from NA? You got two NA alums on one show?
Yes. So,
go for the Tigers, man.
Well, okay. So the first one is a teacher at North Allegheny, and maybe you had him in your days there, Nick, although I don't think that Justin didn't seem all that old. He may have even been younger than me, for all I know. But Justin Karolski, I don't know if you saw the story on this guy, Nick. He's a tech ed teacher at North Allegheny. He was the guy who caught the football that was kicked by Tyler Loop last night. He caught the ball. He tossed it down to a ball boy because that's kind of the protocol. They were supposed to go get him a commemorative ball to replace that. Nobody came over to the ball boy to do that. The ball boy just threw the football back up to him and told him to keep it. So he has the football with a Ravens emblem on it. He has the football that Tyler Loop kicked on the missed field goal.
Wow. Yeah, I did. I saw something about it earlier. I did not have him as my teacher. But that's really cool. That's really cool, man. I love that. I've never heard of a fan actually being able to keep the football.
Right.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
That was my thought too. I mean, and I know that there's the story that goes with the immaculate reception ball, but things were certainly a whole lot different back in the early 1970s than what they are now. I mean, back, you know, when the immaculate reception happens, all you got to do is watch the highlight. There were thousands of fans on that field by the time Franco Harris was about 5 yards into the end zone. It was just utter mayhem. You don't get that with an NFL game, so you have to have something like that happen to really have a chance at getting a football. It's very rare. It's not like baseball where you get a foul ball or a home run. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly a cool conversation starter for him for the rest of his life. A very niche item, but man, I mean, he's going to be able to tell his kids, his nieces and nephews, his grandkids, yeah, I have the football that this guy missed on a field goal back in 2025, and it sent Pittsburgh to the the playoffs.
That's such a cool story. And you mentioned, you know, Franco. I remember if you watched the Franco video when he scores a touchdown, there's guys on his arms and touching him and hugging him. Imagine that happening nowadays.
Yeah,
you can't even get a ball now. So it's kind of a modern miracle that he even got the Tyler Loop football. But that's really cool because I don't know, man. He might be getting a call from, like, Canton soon to display that thing, maybe even. Like, it's that, like, level of historic ball. That's really cool. I would frame that immediately and put that on my mantle.
Yeah, I asked him, too, like, you know, like, what do you put on the plaque, like, to try to not make it too wordy? My thinking was almost, like, the just Tyler Loop missed FG, and then maybe he puts the date and maybe, like, a dash, like, AFC North Championship game. And then maybe like the final score, like Steelers 26, Ravens 24, because you can't make those, you can't make it a book, but it's got to be able to be something that pops into somebody's mind. I mean, because that's going to be one that, you know, people don't forget for quite some time.
To pop myself, I might actually make it whatever nickname I would come up with for the miss and then say AFC North Championship. I remember Alan Saunders said yesterday he called it the Catholic Crosswinds. I thought that was pretty freaky.
Oh, okay.
Considering the blessing of that end zone pregame. Just, you know, it's crazy we're talking about this, Donnie, and I tweeted this yesterday. I was like, Steelers Ravens is the closest thing in the NFL to a college football rivalry, and that felt so college football. It was so apt.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. I'm really glad that it lived up to some of the other great games of the rivalry, because what I felt last week, Nick, and we talked a couple of times both on and off air, it just felt like both fan bases were tired. They were tired of their head coach. They were tired of hitting their heads off the wall, whether it be for the Steelers the moment you get to a playoff game, for the Ravens the moment you get to, say, the AFC Championship game. Both tired for somewhat similar reasons. The Steelers end up winning the game last night, but, you know, I'm trying to hype the game up on Friday. I'm getting some people that were certainly hyped up, but a very, very fair share of, well, who cares? I'd rather them lose if it invokes change. Who cares? They're going to lose in the playoffs. I don't know how you couldn't get up for that game last night. I mean, you know, you sit in the press box for those games where you have to keep it professional, have to, you know, just kind of sit there, observe everything, you know, show very, very little emotion. Obviously, you want the team that you cover to win because it keeps the season going. It keeps you working. But, man, if you're a fan watching that game, whether it's at home, at a bar, at the stadium, I don't know how you weren't jumping up and down on multiple occurrences last night, man. I mean, that game had to rank pretty highly for you for games that you've covered.
It was crazy. I don't know if I've ever covered a game at home that felt like that. It's been a long time. I started covering this in 2021. There were a few games that felt like that. I could think of, you know, Ben's last home game. That was a really special atmosphere, just because you knew what you were watching. But I will say this, you know, for all the apathy and back and forth that we saw throughout the week, credit to the crowd, man. They, like, really made themselves an issue, I think, for Baltimore. The Baltimore could not get their cadences correct on some plays. They looked a little out of sorts at times defensively. Like, the crowd became a real issue. And hey, listen, they made it much harder for Tyler Loop to get his wits about him. If he was in a quiet environment that was apathetic to Mike Tomlin and weren't cheering like they were. Does he drill it? Maybe. But I thought that they really made themselves heard. And so I thought that was really interesting. I did, you know, be kind of before that crazy outburst with like 9 minutes left where it went Ravens, Steelers, Ravens, Steelers, Ravens, Steelers, right? Just went back and forth all the time.
Yep.
I actually was going to say, you know, the outcome of this game, no matter what, every team is going to feel disgusting about this win. And then that crazy sequence happened and it turned from what I thought was Steelers, Ravens, classic, kind of a slog. The offenses weren't doing much, into an absolute classic. I mean, can you remember a Steelers-Ravens game with the stakes like this recently that was this good? I mean, this year felt like, I don't want to say the revival of the rivalry, because I think the rivalry has been there, but I feel like in the last few years it hasn't been as up to snuff. It hasn't been so energized like that. This felt like the 2010 Steelers-Ravens rivalry. And mid-game, it felt like you were right back there. This was a playoff game, and the stakes came out, and it felt like that and more. The NFL sure got their money's worth, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, I made that point, too, early in the show that, you know, NBC, nobody's laughing at them now because they didn't take the, hey, the winner gets the number one seed, Seattle and San Francisco. I mean, that game was, you know, for I would probably guess for a lot of fans that tuned into that game, just naturally knowing that points is what sells, offense sells, that game probably disappointed a ton of people on Saturday night. Steelers-Ravens was anything but, because the final 9 minutes, almost, Nick, and I know that you're a bit of a wrestling guy, as am I, the final 9 minutes of that game, Charlie's a wrestling guy too, that was kind of like the final 10 minutes of WrestleMania 40. You got everything. You got everything in the last 9 minutes of that game. You had just utter chaos. You had Lamar Jackson pulling a Houdini act on more than one occasion. Zay Flowers just running free. You had the fourth down conversion from those guys that I thought was really going to die down the crowd for the final time. I mean, the feeling in that stadium, you could feel it, I'm sure, from the press box. It felt like, man, you know, they almost pulled it off, but that's going to be the nail in the coffin. You know, that's going to be remembered as one of the biggest plays of Isaiah Likely's career. And then Loop misses the field goal. But before that, you get the drive down the field, the Gainwell touchdown after the timeouts because Aaron Rodgers' headset wouldn't work. The Calvin Austin touchdown reception with a minute to go. Chris Boswell's missed extra point, which we never see. First miss on an extra point all season, long kickoff return. I mean, it was nuts, man. You got everything in that game as a viewer. If you were just a casual football fan that watched that game, you have to think that it's right up there with some of the great, great game finishes that we've gotten in the 2025 season, and we got it in game 272.
This has been a phenomenal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Phenomenal year for football, by the way. This regular season, it feels like, especially this December and early January, every single week you just had another game of the week. I mean, think about like that Rams-Seahawks game, right? You think about the Steelers-Lions game, which was another absolute wackadoodle game the Steelers have played late in this year. There's just game after game, and this one ranks up there, man. I mean, there wasn't anything that was missing from that football game. You got vintage Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers side. You got Calvin Austin cooking Cheeto Ouzier. I have never seen somebody actually get cooked by a double move to the point where they essentially go into the downward dog yoga position. Huh. That is what happened on that play. That was crazy. It just back and forth. Phenomenal last few minutes. That felt like a playoff game. That's what a lot of playoff games are like nowadays, man. It's down to the final seconds. You just never know. And it's just crazy to see the offensive explosion that popped out. Also, one more thing I want to say about this game. For anyone before the game who was saying they would rather not, that they would rather see Lamar than Tyler Huntley, I hope everyone takes that back now. Because Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. He's still a two-time MVP, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. If Tyler Huntley starts last night, the Steelers win that game easily. It's not even close.
I really toyed with that thought in the middle of last week, Nick. I did. I have to admit that to you. I mean, it felt, at the time of me actively saying it, I felt crazy to myself. But then I also found out later in the week, new information presented itself. You know, Lamar not playing in that game against Green Bay. I have a chat with Rob Long from the morning show in Baltimore. And he says, well, I think Lamar is probably like 80 to 85%. That changed my tune a little bit, because I'm thinking, is this Lamar at like 55% where the guy can barely do anything? That wasn't the case. But, I mean, it felt like in the first half with him, other than that fourth down touchdown, which was another guy that was just wide open, for the first touchdown of the game, I didn't feel like as much of an idiot about toying with that idea. But in the fourth quarter, he was awesome. I mean, both quarterbacks were awesome. It was like that. That's what leads you to such a great game, when the quarterbacks just turn it on and they're going back and forth like the OK Corral.
Yep, it was awesome, man. Lamar, I mean, I thought the Steelers played really 51 great minutes of defense. Outside of the first drive, that defense played really well and really stifled this offense. Derrick Henry had a few explosives, but they like kept him in check to where it didn't really result in points on the scoreboard. He didn't have down-to-down success. And that really put the ball in Lamar's hands, and the Steelers were foiling him early, and then he just became the special player he is, man, that fourth quarter. I still don't know how he got out of the sack with, you know, Highsmith and Benton both there. I really don't understand how he got out of it. And you can blame Highsmith and Benton as much as you want, but he was like, he's like he had Vaseline and just slipped out of that. It was crazy. And then to direct traffic and make the throw, I mean, an unbelievable football play. I will say one thing that I am slightly worried about watching back the 9-minute sequence and really the game for the Steelers. Boy, they got awful safety play last night. Kyle Duggar and Jalen Ramsey were probably the two worst players for the Steelers on either side of the ball last night. That's not a good sign going forward. They need better play out of safeties because I don't think Deshaun Elliott's going to come back all that soon, if ever, this season. They need both those guys to play really well. And Duggar's now had two straight poor games. I don't know if anyone noticed this live, Donnie, but it looked like the second Zay Flowers touchdown was on Kyle Duggar, and he didn't play again after that. It was Chuck Clark the rest of the way. So maybe Chuck Clark starts this week. It's going to be something to watch.
That was something we talked about earlier, Nick, and I'm glad you bring that up, that after that touchdown to Zay Flowers, we did not see Kyle Duggar again in the game. I mean, it was I would agree mostly with your assessment that you got about 50 minutes of pretty good football out of the defense, but when Lamar Jackson wanted to turn it on and you know, put on that MVP cap again, he made those guys look silly. And it wasn't even always about him, you know, him making them look silly. I mean, the one touchdown to Zay Flowers, that is a throw that most high school quarterbacks could make. That's how open Zay Flowers was, man. I mean, so I would have to, you know, go along with you there that kind of the breakdowns that we saw late in the game, that's concerning because we know that the next opponent, we know Houston, you know, if C.J. Stroud wants to uncork one, they do have some receivers that wear Texans uniforms.
Yeah, they have some good receivers there, although that offense has not been good this year schematically in the passing game. That offensive line stinks. The Steelers front should be able to eat. So there's like – I made the joke earlier today, you know, both these quarterbacks are probably just going to be bruised and need ice baths after Monday night because, man, it's going to be tough. But, yeah, I think it is a worrying thing. Now, the Ravens did some cool stuff to put the Steelers in binds. Like, that touchdown was a really cool play call. It was like 5-0. They didn't have anybody to the left side. They put everyone to the right side. It messed up the checks. Joey Porter Jr. called a check. No one saw it because everyone's focused on 22, and then Zay Flowers leaks out of the backfield. Like, really cool play call from Todd Monken, and nothing that they had ever shown on film. So, to their credit, they pulled out a trick that the Steelers had not seen, and I thought it was just a really cool play call in general. But safety's going to be one of those spots, Donnie, that not only are we going to talk about this week, but if they keep advancing, right? If they keep going forward. When the defense has played at its best, they've probably gotten really good play out of Jalen Ramsey. They've gotten good play out of Kyle Duggar, but it's been really inconsistent. And I do think one thing to think about with this defense, they're much better than the group that got torched, you know, by New York, Seattle, Green Bay, Cincinnati. They're a much better group than that now. They're a higher floor group. But they also kind of have this inability to finish, don't they? They've struggled at times in these scenarios. I think about Detroit. They win that game. But could it have been, you know, a real easy win for the Steelers? Sure, could have. I think about this Baltimore game. I think about the last Baltimore game. I think about Dublin, right? Just you think about a few games where the defense had put together 50 minutes of really good football and then the last 10 are really bad and make it closer than it should be. So I think that's a key you would like to see, because let's say the Steelers get in this scenario again next week, Donnie, and you need offense to go with offense. Everyone's taking the Texans in that scenario, given how good their defense is.
Talking to our guy, Nick Farabaugh. He covers the Steelers for PennLive.com. A couple more minutes with Nick. Did you think that Aaron Rodgers had this in him, Nick? He told you guys last week that, hey, I'm not worried about it, that I rarely, if ever, have had two bad games in a row. Through the first 30 minutes of this game, we didn't get much from number 8, but then, man, he turned back the clock the same way that Lamar Jackson put on that MVP cap, man. I mean, he made some big-time throws for Pittsburgh down the stretch.
Yeah, I have to give him credit. You know, I thought his first 30 minutes were really poor. And I said, this is untenable. You cannot play with the quarterback playing like this. And I largely believe that. And then the second half, it's like he threw caution to the wind. I don't know what got into Aaron Rodgers there, but as you mentioned, he put back on that father time and he said, hey, I still got this. And he made a few really high level throws. I thought, you know, the two seam balls to Freiermuth, really good throws. I thought the best throw of the day he made was the crazy ball he threw to Thielen. That was an incredible throw over Marlon Humphrey. He made a few really high-level tight window throws. He's targeting the middle of the field now more than he ever was early in the season. That's the more interesting thing. The Steelers are accessing different parts of the field, and by doing so, it's actually opening up more stuff for Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell in the checkdown game, which I think is really allowing that. I thought Rodgers played really well, man. And then you have to talk about his command on the two-minute drill. First play, just a dart to Calvin Austin on 16 yards right off the rip. And then obviously a really good throw to Calvin Austin for the touchdown. So you have to appreciate Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't panic. I think he's the type of leader this team needs. I think he's the type of guy that prioritizes details, and I think that's what they need offensively. Now, listen, I think they could have been a lot cleaner. I think the end of the first half, I thought the clock management there was poor. I think that, you know, the playoffs, every point matters. If you get three out of that drive, just because you have extra time, or if you get seven, huge difference in the game. And then I thought, you know, wasting the timeouts, you want to make sure you have as many timeouts late in the game just in case you get into some weird scenario. So I think there's different processes that they can iron out. But I do think Aaron Rodgers, in general, played really well in that second half and was a huge reason why they won that game.
A massive injury in that game was Kyle Hamilton. When he went out, that immediately got me thinking, well, you know, this can only be positive because the Ravens already have a poor defense. That's their best player right there. And then it was pretty fitting that the moment he goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is out, you get a pass down the seam to Pat Freiermuth.
I don't think it was a coincidence, Donnie. Aaron Rodgers, you know, we talk about Aaron Rodgers' football IQ. He saw 14 go out and went right to the middle of the field. I remember right after he went out, they got Freiermuth. That's the same drive. I think they hit Thielen down the,
yes,
the middle of the seam because they moved Marlon Humphrey into that role more. He hit Freiermuth later in the game, deep down the seam on a would-be touchdown drive. He hit Marquez Valdes-Scantling over the middle of the field. Like, you could see the Steelers' offense. Once Kyle Hamilton exited, it changed, right? They accessed slants. They accessed seam balls. They accessed digs. They accessed different routes that they weren't targeting early in the game. If you look at Aaron Rodgers' passing chart in the first half, it was mostly all to the sideline, and they were just testing Humphrey and Wiggins and Awuzie. Once he went out, though, they went right at them. I also thought losing Hamilton really hurt their run defense. I thought that their run defense fell off pretty hard once he went out. Steelers were able to kind of get them side on the sideline. They were able to break some tackles, too. I don't know if people know how many tackles, but according to Pro Football Focus, Jaylen Warren broke 11 tackles last night, and Kenneth Gainwell broke 6. So the two running backs broke 17 combined tackles in space. That's an exceptional performance from your two running backs, which have turned into a quite the duo. Not the duo you necessarily thought. You thought Caleb Johnson would be in there, but Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren have been insanely good this year. And I think they're the only duo in football this year that got 1,000 yards from scrimmage each. And that just showcases the type of players they are for the Steelers.
That is correct, Nick. They are the only running back duo to pull that off, which – I mean, who would have thought a guy that was an undrafted free agent, Jaylen Warren, and a dude that has been really never anything more than a third down running back, Kenneth Gainwell, would be guys making up one of the best backfields in all of football, but that's what we got. Something that goes along with that run game, and already have seen some cut-ups of individual plays. The Zach Frazier block where he just takes Roquan Smith to the Ravens sideline, which I think was on the final drive. Correct me if I'm wrong. Which led to the big catch and run from Kenneth Gainwell. Just how good is the man in the middle on that Steelers offensive line? I mean, it feels like they got another great one in the making in a franchise that has a long lineage of great center play.
He's awesome, man. Some of the blocks he makes are rare. You just don't see many centers making blocks like that. We're not in a great age of center play. There's not a lot of elite centers in the league. The Steelers got one of them. Zach Frazier makes so many high-level blocks each game. There was one play where he gets spun out by Travis Jones. He hits a spin move on him, and then he corrects it by spinning back. And it was like an insane recovery. You just don't see guys do that very often. I told you last year after his rookie year, I thought he came in and played like a top five center almost immediately. I think that's only been cemented. I think he's a top five center in football. Ironically, I think, you know, he might be better than Linderbaum. And I think that is crazy to think about because Linderbaum is a really good player. I think Zach Frazier might be better than him. So, you know, he's playing at such a high level, man. His football IQ is through the roof. And now it's not just him. They have an entire right side of this offensive line. I think Troy Faltano has been everything everyone dreamed of. It sucks he didn't have his rookie year last year, but you see now why they drafted this guy. They have a franchise right tackle. McCormick, who I thought struggled at times in the second half last year, has made that leap. He has become a bona fide starter-level player in this league. They're just playing at a really high level right now. And then you kind of got the left side, right, Donnie? And Isaac Seumalo has never played a better stretch of football in his Steelers career. I'm telling you, I know he missed two weeks with the tricep. The Steelers have never gotten this good of play out of Isaac Seumalo. The old man, just like Cam Hayward, is hitting his stride at the perfect time. And then to me, the story of, you know, the offensive line outside of the growth of the young gats is Dylan Cook just keeps stacking good game after good game after good game after good game. Broderick Jones next year, you know, is going to come back from that neck injury probably. And it's going to be hard to sit 60 down. He's just playing at such a high level, man. And so this offensive line is the story of the season, honestly, for me. For the Steelers, Zach Frazier is probably the best among them, but they have more than just that. They have legitimate pieces all up and down that line.
Nick, early thoughts on how that offensive line and how the offense can combat what is one of the best, maybe the best, defense in football. That is what they will see a week from tonight when the Houston Texans come to town for a little Monday Night Football wild card edition between the Texans and the Steelers.
Well, it's not going to be easy, Donnie. This is a phenomenal defense, and really starts with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, who I just think are fantastic. And they have two really good run stuffers in the middle and Tommy Togiai and Sheldon Rankins, and then they have Naquan Johnson and Nico Autry. It's just a super deep group, man. There's not a lot of drop-off. You know, you look at their linebackers, it's probably the weakest position on the team, but still good with Al-Shaair and To'o. And then I think they have the best group of corners in the NFL. You think about Kamari Lassiter. You think about Derek Stingley. And then you think about Jalen Petrie, who is, I think, one of the best nickels in the league and such a force as a run defender. There is probably one way to attack this group. And I think it's really up the middle and up the seams. That's sometimes where you can get them. And so we talked about seam balls and how big that was for the Steelers this week. Pat Freiermuth has to be a big part of this football game. He has to be a key factor here. And you're not going to get a ton of disguises from the Texans. They're really not a disguise team. They just kind of line up and show you what they're going to do. They run a lot of the same stuff, and they just play mano a mano because they think they're better than you. And for the most part, they've been right this year. But when teams have gotten them, they've gotten them really on the middle and over the middle on some digs, on some seam balls. So you hope you can access that. And really kind of how I think the Steelers need to do this is they don't need to run the ball at a high level, but it needs to be respectable, right? It needs to be, can you get the short yardage you need? Can the tush push be successful so you can be uber aggressive on fourth and one? Because to me, I think field goals are going to be at a premium in this game. And Kyahmi Fairbairn's a phenomenal kicker. Chris Boswell has sneakily struggled the past month. That's going to be something to watch in this game too. But any points that you put up on the board in this game, I think, and any touchdown especially, is going to be so valuable. So the Steelers have to be super aggressive. I think Mike Tomlin has to coach with an edge on fourth and short and go for it more often than not, because I don't think this Texans offense is all that good. And so the way you attack this defense is you are able to convert and keep converting short yards, keep yourself ahead of the chains, and sometimes you can hit some explosives over the top on those seam routes. And we'll see if the Steelers can do that. But that is kind of the blueprint to getting going against this team.
There we go. Nick Farabaugh, check him out. Covers the Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, as always, thanks for taking the time, man. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me on, brother. Appreciate it, as always.
There we go. Nick Farabaugh, you can check him out, PennLive.com. One of the best young scribes that covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. Want to get back to your calls coming up next. Continued reaction to Steelers Ravens 26-24 win for Pittsburgh that sends our hometown team to the postseason, and we get a home playoff game and a real home playoff game for the first time since 2017.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.